It started out as the Death App.
I called it that because I couldn't think of anything else.
That's Tony DiPietro, and the Death App was the kernel of his prize-winning concept. Startup Weekend works like this. Would-be entrepreneurs pitch their ideas for a company built around a web or mobile app. The dozens of participants choose which of those pitches are worth pursuing before teaming up and embarking on a 54-hour sprint to make it happen. DiPietro pitched his idea, and it stirred up a lot of buzz.
Everyone was talking about this death app thing because I think it really shocked people, the idea of someone talking about death.
The original idea was to connect people with nearby services that were alternative to typical funerals. Despite the buzz, DiPietro says it took a while for Startup Weekend attendees to vote with their feet. But two MBA students from the U of R's Simon School of Business saw potential. One of them was international student Tahir Tilev.
We need to talk about it. It's like, are we joining this? Can we do this? I'm like, hey, why not?
Tilev and classmate Sophia Mitchell soon joined DiPietro and set off to work. That's when the Death App started changing into something else. By the time the team presented its concept to a panel of judges, it was a platform for watching funerals remotely. Here's how MBA student Mitchell explains it.
It's a way to bring the loved ones who couldn't necessarily make it to your funeral so that you're able to still participate. So it's this virtual funeral idea that you're really there, even though you're not physically there.
Death App was dropped and the company became known as InTime. It took home first prize.
Why do you think you guys won? I mean, when it comes down to it, why did you guys win this competition?
Because we had the only idea that actually could make money.
DiPietro says the company, now known as In Due Time, was one of only a few from Startup Weekend that would generate revenue from step one. The idea is to sell the service to funeral home directors, who then sell it as an add-on to what they typically offer. DiPietro thinks it's a $1 million idea.
Web streaming technologies are nothing new. Panoramic photography is nothing new. In fact, everything that we're doing is nothing new. It's the package and the market.
Death in America is a $15 billion industry. The team's market research found that the top four companies in the funeral home industry are publicly traded. The plan is to get the service up and running with Rochester area funeral homes this summer before approaching industry giants. DiPietro says a few companies have tried this before, but now with things like internet-connected TVs, he says the timing is right.
And this won't even be an issue to say, let's participate in this event. Granted, that event may be a funeral, but let's participate in this event in our living room.
Despite the admitted ick factor of dealing with death, DiPietro and the In Due Time team are eager to leverage their Startup Weekend winnings into something very real. The recently minted Simon School graduates are staying on to launch the company, and DiPietro hopes what started as the Death App is the beginning of a career as a serial entrepreneur.
I believe that in 2 years, we're going to have enough in this to walk away and be well off, and I will do this again.
For WXXI News, I'm Zach Seward.